you for staying with the Katie K9 Show. I'm your nooner every Sunday from noon to two. So hopefully the roads are staying mellow until I get home, but I leave here at two. Okay, why did the banana go to the doctor?
Because it was peeling.
Almost. He wasn't peeling well.
He wasn't peeling well.
Yeah. Okay. A chatter of what? What is a chatter of?
Seals. I don't know.
Nope. And I don't know what this is. What are bungees?
I know. Bungees?
Yeah.
B-U-N-G.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. B-U-N-D-G-I-E-S. To me, it sounds like it's a, I know what a bungee cord is, but no, it's a chatter of bungees. B-U-D-G-I-E-S. So whatever the bungee is.
Yeah. Interesting. I have literally no idea.
Yeah, neither do I. All right. Let's go to the phone.
Next up, we have Becky, who's really struggling with potty training her new puppy.
All right. Hi, Becky. How you doing? Are you getting any sleep?
Becky, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, there awesome. You are. Hi, Becky. So what,
hi.
What kind of puppy do you have?
I have an 8-month-old dachshund and chihuahua.
Oh, my. Okay.
And she is just tiny, and I just got her. She came from China on an airplane.
What? Oh, my.
Yes. Hmm. Yes. And then the people that had her had to sell her because they were moving or something.
Okay.
And so my granddaughter, bless her heart, she bought the dog for me. Oh, yippee.
Okay.
And I also have two cats.
Okay. How's that working?
Not good. I mean, my cats are, they just ignore each other. They do their thing. It went fine. Well, now we throw in Miss I'm going to get you.
Okay.
And the cats are kind of hiding. They're coming out more and more.
Okay.
But at first they start, they were hiding. Okay. But I don't know how to potty train this dog either.
Okay.
You know, she won't potty train.
Okay, a couple questions. Okay, number one, yes. How long have you had this dog?
A week.
A week, okay.
Seems like months.
Okay, and then how many pounds is the dog?
I don't know. I would say she's only like maybe 5 at the very most.
Okay, 5 pounds, okay. Okay. And so now do you live in a house, an apartment, or what's your livings?
A house.
Okay. Okay. So now, have you had a dog for a while?
I haven't had a dog since my little Shadow passed away. So
okay.
It's been many years.
Okay. Okay, so now what you can do with this pupper, number one, you're going to let her drag a leash around the house. Okay, you can put a collar on her or whatever type thing or a harness, whatever. But let her drag a leash around so you've got control of the situation. Okay? So if she looks like she's going to go chase the cats, you can just quick step on the leash, like, where are you going? Okay?
Yeah.
And so we can start working on that. Because if it's only been a week, it'll be, they're going to be hiding for a while. Okay? The good thing about the cats is that with a small dog is that the cats don't have to go too high to get away from the dog. Okay?
No.
So that's a good thing right there. All right? So then, now what you're going to do is the series of events. The first week now, starting this week. Okay, now is she kennel trained? The dog?
No.
The dog's not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Do you have a kennel?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
I have a crate for her, but I don't have a kennel.
Okay, you have a crate. What do you mean, like, what's your version of a crate?
You know, a carrying crate.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how does she do with that?
Well, she don't like it.
Okay.
She don't like it. and I put those potty mats in there or whatever.
Okay.
And she just played with them.
Oh, yeah.
She comes out of there and then she pees.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What you might want to do here, because this will also help the cats too, is to get some baby gates and then create a playpen area for this dog. Okay. So, you know, maybe it's 4 foot by 4 foot, you know, 4 foot long. You know, it doesn't have to be a big area. Okay. But it's an area where you could put the dog and have control of the situation. Okay. So then what's going to happen? Okay. And then the cats, too, it gives the cats a rest so that they can't be chased by the dog. You know, they can sit and stare at her, but she can't get at them because she can't jump over the baby gates. All right. Okay. So then the thing is that now you're going to, the main time this dog has to go potty is right when they wake up in the morning, right when they get up from a nap, right when they get done playing, and then about 10 minutes or so after they get done eating or drinking. And so what you're going to do is you're going to take her out on a leash to the potty spot.
Yep.
And then the leash should be at least 10 foot long, because you don't want to be on top of the dog, okay? Because then it's like you're watching. Okay, so then just stand still. Don't walk around. Just stand still and say what you want. Go potty, or get busy. And then now the maximum time outside for a Minnesota dog is 2 minutes. Okay, let's say you first thing in the morning, you're doing the potty. She does a piddle. 2 minutes is up. You bring her back in the house. You keep her on the leash. Wait a minute or two. Take her back. Try it again. Go potty. 2 minutes is up. Okay, then you bring her back in. Now, obviously, if the weather is yucky like it is today, she's going to go out there and then stand and like, I want to go in. So, you know, you just have to take her out a little more often. But anyway, because then now you want her to understand what potty is called and where it goes. Now, when you come back in, like this is the first thing in the morning, then you're going to put her in her playpen area or kennel, whatever you're going to do here, and you're going to feed her in that area. And then wait about 10 minutes after she gets done eating. And now you're going to put her on the line again, the leash, whatever. Take her back outside. Go potty, or get busy. And then when she goes, just verbal, oh, good potty. Very nice. Good potty. All right. Okay, then now the rest of the day, you come in from that. Now, the first week, she's going to be on a leash, kind of hooked to you. Don't get her any freedom in the house this first week. If you don't have time to watch her, have her tied to you, then you put her in her kennel or her play area, all right?
Okay,
then the second week, you're going to let her drag the leash, but she has to stay in the same room as you. If she tries to leave the room, get back here. Come on. Good job. Okay, and then the third week, you're going to let her drag the leash. But she can go, everything's been going good up to this point now. She's getting the idea of what it's called and where it goes. Okay, then the third week, you can let her drag it and go to other phases of the house. And then if everything's doing good, then you can, and the fourth week, you can take the leash off. But the whole thing is teach her what it's called, where it goes. Don't give her opportunity. And let's say she has an accident and, you know, don't ever, like, unless you catch her in it. If she's actually going potty, that's when you can clap your hands or stomp the foot in the floor and go, wrong. All right. Okay. So then she's going to move. Okay. Then take her outside. But my guess is that, you know, now you just kind of startle her. So now she has to be relaxed to go. Right. So then, just give her a chance. Go potty to see if she'll finish. If she doesn't finish, then you just bring her back in, put her in the kennel or in her play area. Wait about a minute or two, then try taking her back out and see if the rest will come out. The whole thing, teach her what it's called, where it goes. Don't give her too much freedom too fast, and then you should be able to get this thing squared away. Okay?
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
Because if you use piddle pads, that teaches the dog to go potty in the house as long as they hit the piddle pads. All right? But you just said she likes to play with them.
What? Yes, and I've always been against piddle pads. Okay. I don't like them.
Good.
But everybody's like, well, you got to get these.
No.
That looks great for the dog. So I got some.
Okay, yeah, but
I don't. She doesn't use them.
Right. So no, just teach her, but just teach her to take herself outside, or you take her out to go potty, okay?
Yeah.
Don't put the pedal pads down, because then you're going to confuse her. You're trying to teach her to go outside. Teach her to go outside, not on the pedal pads, okay? Create an area for her, like with baby gates or something like that, an area that's her area, like a 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot, you know, area type thing that you can put her in, and you know where she's at. She's not chasing the cats. She's not going potty on, you know, in your house.
Yeah.
So you just have to look around and see. And like I say, teacher, remember the first week she's tied to you. And if you don't have time to have her tied to you, then she's in her kennel or playpen area. The second week she drags the leash. She has to stay in the same room as you. And the fourth week, if everything's been going good, you can take the leash off and away we go. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good luck. Keep me posted.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Katie. Bye-bye.
There you go. Now, this brings up, she brings up a big thing here. You know how other people think you should have a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever get a dog for anybody. Okay? Never, ever. I don't care if you think that person is so lonesome that this... No, it's a big undertaking to take in a dog, more so than a cat. A cat is pretty much take care of themselves. You know what I mean? You show them where the litter box is, and there you go. And then it's just a question of, you know... But training a dog is, you know, there's so many steps of different things that you need to do, and da-da-da-da.
It's also so much easier for a dog to suffer from neglect if they are not really dog people or not experienced or haven't had a dog before.
And it sounds like she's been, you know, she said Shadow was her dog that
she
lost.
Yeah, she had one.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so the thing, well, how long has it been? But the whole thing is that don't ever get people there's a lot of people that I would say, you know, you could, you know, do well, but, you know, have something to take care of. How about a goldfish? You know, something that's not going to take so much of the time. Because even though you think, let's say they're, well, look at me. Okay, now Gilligan was gone February 9th a year. That was my last. I've never been dogless before. No. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the thing is that everybody's looking at me like, when's you going to get a dog? When are you get a dog? I'm not ready yet. Gilligan, and everybody knows how, what I went through with Gilligan with his heart, congestive heart failure and stuff like that. And I couldn't find a vet. I've never felt so desperate because I couldn't find a vet that would take him in, you know, during COVID, you know, type thing. And anyway, so long story short. Okay. So like I said, I'm just not ready. And if somebody would buy me a dog and bring it to me, they'd be leaving with two black eyes. It's like, you want the dog, you take the dog. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't buy any pets for anybody. And that's part of the, I really believe that whether it's a puppy or whether it's a secondhand animal, cat, dog, iguana, whatever, is that when you go looking for each other, your paths are meant to cross.
Mm-hmm.
And it will, you know what I mean? Whereas it'll work. But if somebody just buys them and just plops it in your lap, I know. Okay, I'm sorry. You should let me know. I just keep talking and talking. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, an ambush of what? Ambush of what? We'll be back.
Hello.
Okay, you know what I was trying to think about what these things are called in my headphones? They're Australian crystals.
So
is anybody listeners out there know that when you glue Australian crystals onto a headset? Okay, I don't want to throw my headset away without taking these crystals off. I'm hopefully maybe putting them on my next headset. Is it, any of my listeners out there, is that possible?
Yeah, just get like an adhesive remover, like some kind of liquid. I think you could use alcohol, like rubbing alcohol. And then you just glue them onto the next one.
Maybe that's what I need to try today.
Yeah, you just got to find some adhesive remover.
They're Australian crystals is what I was trying to think of.
If you're willing to finally give up on those, you can coat the whole thing in goo gone.
I was ready months ago, but it's just me dragging my butt and not
I'm saying you
attention.
Could soak those headphones in like alcohol or goo gone and probably do it.
Okay, well, I'm going to try that today. I have nothing else to do today because I'm going to be
not after
tomorrow. But anyway, okay. An ambush of what? Okay, so far we have a knot of toads, a feral of piglets or pigs, a chatter of bungees, and I do believe that's a bird. Okay, and then an ambush of?
Squirrels?
Nope, tigers.
Tigers?
An ambush of tigers.
Tigers aren't usually in groups. That's interesting.
Oh, well, that's why they're ambushed. If you see them together, you're getting ambushed.
Probably.
Oh, well. Okay, who's up to bat?
Next up, we have Kevin, whose dog has shown some signs of dog reactivity and aggression.
All right. Hey, no, not all right. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
We're good. Thanks, Katie.
Oh, good. So what kind of dog do we have?
She's a pack of four. We have four foster rescues that we've adopted.
Okay, wow. Thank you.
She's a... Well, we've had lots of dogs. We've been married 20 years. She's great. So she's 2 years old. She is a Scottie poodle mix.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's super cute.
I bet she is.
4 months ago, she had a litter. She had been abandoned, and so a rescue group brought her. The pups were weaned, and so at 2 months ago, we were able to adopt her after the pups were all adopted.
Okay.
And she got along great in our pack. Okay. She's been really good. We've got a big backyard that's fenced in. She's not allowed to run right now because we're treating her for heartworm, and so we have to keep her calm.
Okay.
So we take her out, we walk her, but she really does get along great in our pack. Our son has a dog and has brought the dog over, and they were running around out back before we knew about this heart issue.
Okay.
We are taking care of our son's dog this weekend. We also have a cat.
Okay.
So when my son was coming over, I was rushed to get the cat somewhere where, you know, was going to feel safe. Doorbell rang. I went to the front door. I just opened it quickly because it was locked. And our grand puppy came rushing in because she feels like this is her home.
Right.
And it surprised our new two-year-old.
Yep.
And it turned into a big fight. We've carefully kept them apart. We've carefully tried to say, okay, you can sit on this side of me, you can sit on that side, but there's still some stuff happening. It's the first time we've seen it, and, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do.
Okay, so from that time when the dog, your grandpup, came racing in and startled the Scottie Poo, okay,
yep.
How long ago was that?
4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay. When the grandpup came, so the grandpup's been staying with you now for the 4 or 5 days?
Yep.
Okay. And so when's the grandpup going home?
Probably tonight. And they're all walking around just having a great time right now. But if we were on the floor and we're paying attention to the grandpup, or if there was food, you know, anything where it could be a jealousy issue or a this is my house issue, that's when something could start.
Okay. What I would do is that, okay, because your grandpup's going home now, okay, in between time, like, you know, when the weather breaks or whatever type thing, go for a walk. That's with the Scottie Poo and then your grandpup. Whereas they're both on leashes and you're just kind of going in the same direction, walking politely on a leash, okay? And so, and then, and what you're just going to do is you're going to kind of reintroduce them that only pleasing things happen. You know, just the walk could be like for 2 blocks. It doesn't have to be very far, okay? And then the grandpup leaves. And then otherwise, if the grandpup wants to come in, the grandpup's out of leash and so is the Scottie Poo. Okay, he's on a leash.
Yep.
Okay, and then you're just going to be, you know, everybody's happy. And so then the next time he's going to come, anytime he's come, the best thing that you can do is have them reintroduce themselves outside, okay, not in the house, all right? And then if you have to, because it's, like I said, she was... And you've had enough fosters, you understand this, that sometimes when a dog is startled, fear is a powerful thing. And it sounds like the Scottie Poo really got scared. Here comes a grandpup racing in. Who the hell are you? You know, and all heck. So she hasn't been able to shake that off yet. So that she's being more apprehensive. So if you can take and like I say, do little walks here and there, or just, you know, you're both sitting down and around with the dogs, each one on a leash, you know, and then the whole thing, and just walk. For the dynamics, you can get this to be, you know, her to mellow out and settle down, and hopefully they will be best of friends a little bit later once she can shake off this. It's only been 4 days since she was scared of who the heck that was, okay? And so, yeah, so that it can come together. Just take your time, because if you've been a foster parent, you know how to blend them correctly. And it was just, like I say, just a fluke here that pup came straight in and, like I say, scared the crap out of the Scottie Poo, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've done some of that this weekend. It's been working great, so thank you.
Okay, you bet. You take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a good one. You bet. Okay. What fruit teaches you a lot? What fruit teases you a lot? We'll be back.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
There we go. Okay, what fruit teases you a lot?
Kiwi.
Kiwi?
I don't know. I was really racking my brain.
Banana.
Oh, these are all banana jokes. Oh,
ta-da.
Should have gotten that one.
Yeah. Banana. There you go. What is as big as an elephant but weighs nothing?
My ego.
What?
I don't know.
His shadow.
His shadow.
He's bigger than an elephant, but weighs nothing. It's his shadow. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. Heads up on Easter for the lilies. This is lily season, folks. Okay. If you have a cat, listen to this. Capital N, capital O. No lilies whatsoever in your house or in your yard. No lilies. Lilies are highly toxic to cats. Even the ones you find at the big box stores, the regular Easter lilies. You know what's weird, though? Easter lilies always, to me, reminded me of funerals. And I don't know why. Same with gladiolas. They always remind me of death. And I just never been a fan of them. But anyway, so the thing is that the reason is that I think we talked about this, I think, last year. The little thingamadooper that's inside the lily.
The stamen.
Thank you. And then the little fuzzy stuff that comes off of it.
Pollen.
Thank you. So glad you're here, too.
Translating.
Translating, yeah. Okay, that is what's highly, highly toxic. But there are some cats that even if they lick the leaves or chew on the leaves, and the biggest thing what happens is the cats can go into renal failure, kidney liver shutdown within 24 hours. Within 24 hours. It could be 48 hours, but it could be, you know what I mean? And the highest toxic are like the Asiatic lilies, mm-hmm. Like the stargazer. I love the stargazer. I love the way it smells, but I can't have one because I have cats. But I do give them away to people that don't have cats. But anyway, so the thing is that please, folks, if you are going to somebody's house and you want to bring them an Easter lily and they have a cat, give the Easter lily to somebody else and then maybe get some pretty carnations or something like that. Okay? Any house that has a cat, please do not give any lilies of any sort.
Are orchids toxic?
Are they in the hit list?
I don't know. I don't think they're like directly related to lilies, but...
No, I'm trying to remember. I don't think so.
Because I love orchids and I love gifting orchids.
Yeah. Please don't give me one because I will kill it.
There's a trick to it. Just add an ice cube. You can keep them alive forever.
I know people say that once a week, right? Or what? Does it?
Once a week. I do it when it looks dry. And I replant. So if you get an orchid, you can keep it alive. And then when it dies, keep it from the plant, the fully root system from dying. They'll rebloom it. And for the most part, I get mine to rebloom like 2 times after the initial bloom. Yeah.
Wow. I had a girlfriend that loved orchids. She was really good at it too. But I don't know. I used to have a really green thumb. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm good at outdoor plants. I'm really bad at indoor plants. But both me and my mom, we have like a windowsill that has a bunch of orchids with different, like in different states of bloom.
Wow. Nice. That's really great. I love orchids. I think they're beautiful. But anyway, you know, I can't remember. We'll have to check the poison control. If orchids are, Google it. If orchids are.
It says most orchids aren't toxic to cats.
Okay. But the lilies are, and especially the Asiatic. And the biggest thing is, folks, is that if you order an arrangement for somebody, whether it's their birthday, grieving, whatever type thing, when you order it and you know they got cats, you be sure to tell the florist Do not put any lilies in the arrangement. No lilies in the arrangement, all right? So if you're getting flowers or you're sending flowers, and if any of you guys own a flower shop out there, please, when people call up to have an order sent to somebody, please say, is the household have any cats? Because we want to make sure we don't put any lilies in, because lilies are highly, highly toxic to cats. And some people have gotten arrangements and have cats, and they said, well, our cats are just perfectly fine. The thing is that what I'm hoping is the cat didn't even know the arrangement, didn't pay any attention to it, so it didn't go by it.
Just didn't get near it.
Didn't lick the leaves. And my one girlfriend had a girlfriend, and they had gotten an arrangement with lilies in it. And anyway, within like the next day, the cat started, you know, throwing up, having a hard time, you know, just lethargic. They brought her to the vet, and she was in renal failure, and she didn't make it. She was gone in 2 days. And so that's what I mean. I'm not barking up a bad tree here. It's a serious business. And that's why, please, florists, you are responsible for asking the right questions. And people, when you order your arrangement, make sure that if wherever it's going, if they've got cats, there is no lilies. What's your favorite flower?
Orchids.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Well, for people to get to you, though, I mean, like, arrangement. Somebody send you an arrangement. You can't send an arrangement of orchids. That'll cost you $1 million.
No, you can't send an arrangement of orchids. But gifting orchids, just, like, as a plant, I do that for other people a lot. Mm-hmm. And I do love it when I receive an orchid, just plant as a gift. Mm. But when I do arrangements for other people, like for Valentine's Day, roses are my girlfriend's favorite. So I got her a selection of different colors of roses. And I have some wild roses, primroses that grow in my garden, and I really love those because they smell awesome. Other than that, lilacs.
Oh, I love lilacs.
Yeah.
But I love, my favorite arrangement to have or get or whatever is red carnations with the big Shasta white daisies.
That's so like classic of you.
That is my all-time favorite arrangement. So, you know, in the spring, I have a lot of wild daisies, and they're really starting to take over the lawn, and I can't cut them until they're all done blooming. Then I'll go with the mower and cut them down, you know. But these are, I had Shasta daisies many times, mm-hmm. and they just didn't make the winter. So, but I have wild daisies all over the place, so that's really fun. So, and then all of a sudden I look over and, well, they need some daisies over there, so I'll take a bunch of them over there and I'll shake them out. And by Jiminy, a couple years later, all of a sudden there's more daisies.
We do that at the cabin. We get those packets of like native wilds flower seed and just the non-perennial ones. And so we'll just go and shake that across our property in front of the cabin. Okay. Let's get some fun little pop-ups.
Oh, yeah. No, I just always have, you know, like red carnations, real red carnations. I don't want them painted. The real red carnations and then the white Shasta daisies.
Yeah, that seems like someone got that for their prom date in 1982.
Not me.
No.
Not me. Ironically enough, I did go to prom, which everybody about hit the floor when I walked in. And I did clean up pretty nice. And ironically, the guy that took me got me an orchid for a corsage.
That's a very classy move.
I was impressed, yeah. It was just a guy that was a friend, you know, type thing.
Well, and if he's getting you an orchid, he might have had designs.
Yeah, no. He couldn't. He was on the wrong side of the fence.
Ah.
So that's no wonder
he had such good taste in corsages.
There you go. But yeah, he was a super nice person, super nice. Because he's just, I said, you know, he asked me and I'm just like, well, I don't know. I really, you know, I think it's kind of dumb. He says, you know, you'd probably clean up pretty nice. And I'm like, well.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're glad you didn't miss it.
And yeah, I was very impressed. And it was a very nice evening, very nice evening. So it was nice. So there's nothing wrong with that. All right, folks. Let's see. Well, we don't have much time. But if we do, I'll take one more question. Otherwise, I've got more things to talk about here, so don't worry about that. 651-641-1071. And then we're going to run to break here, and then we're going to come back. Okay, here we go. Da, 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 da. A tower of what? A tower of what? I'm going to give you three. A tower of what? A plague of what? A smack of what? Okay, we're giving you three of them. Well, we'll be back. Hello. We're winding her down. Okay, we're going to go. Okay, a tower of what?
Ants?
Nope.
No, giraffes. It's a colony. Giraffes.
A
That's
tower
fun.
Of giraffes. Okay, a plague of?
Locusts.
Excellent. A smack of?
I don't know. A smack of?
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish? I am terrified of jellyfish.
A smack of jellyfish. Well, I will never go any place where there'll be, so I'm not worried about it.
I have been.
You, that's what
I've been
you.
Stung.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch no, of you. Jellyfish got swept up into a school after a storm, and you can't see them from the surface when there's wind.
Okay.
And I jumped straight into them. It was like getting 30 bee stings at once in salt water.
No, 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 no. Okay. No, 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 no.
Horrifying.
Okay. A pod. Of
whales.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Dolphins? Yeah. Okay. A knot of toads, a pharaoh of pigs, a chatter of bungees, an ambush of tigers, a tower of giraffes, a plague of locusts, and a smack of jellyfish.
No, the classic one, the murder?
Huh?
What's a murder?
Corals.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. What is a bunch of colony or a bunch of cats called?
A colony?
No.
A
clowder.
Clowder?
A clowder of cats. C-L-O-W-E-R.
That's the most made-up sounding word I've ever heard.
Clowder. Okay, what is a bouquet of... Not flowers. Remember, these are animals. Don't go flowers on me. A bouquet of... Or bouquet of... Pheasants?
Turtles.
Pheasants.
Pheasants.
Okay. A crash of...
Oh, I know this one. What is it?
Rhinoceroses.
Yeah,
a
I knew that one.
Of
crash
rhinos.
Of rhinos.
Okay, and then a titering of...
Titering?
Yep. Yeah, it's a titer. T-I-T-T-E-R.
Starfish.
I-N-G. Nope. Magpies.
Magpies?
Magpies. And there you have it. Now you can all have this week and ponder that off.
Some wacky words.
You got it. I'd like to know who comes up with that.
Yeah, right?
You know, a tower of giraffes. That makes sense, a tower, but still.
Okay. Yeah, I like the crash of rhinos.
Yeah, crash of rhinos. There you go. Okay, last call for the day is going to be...
Last up, we have Valerie, who just wants some tips on when to know when it's time to, you know,
let
when
go.
A dog comes to the end of their life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but that's one of the toughest decisions there, Valerie. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, you betcha. We gotcha. Yes, this is one of the toughest ones. And oh, do you know only 98% of all our pets go, only 2%, let me put it back this way, only 2% of all the people that own pets, where the pets go on their own, 98% we have to make the decision. And so it's the biggest decision, the toughest decision, as I always say to people, there are happiest hello and our saddest goodbye. And
right.
And like I said, what I look at is their quality of life. You know, mm-hmm. I've seen some people hold on, and I just look at them like, the dog isn't really there anymore. I said, it's time to let go. But when you can see their quality of life, and this is what's going to take, you know, all the decisions I've had to make through all the years I've had animals, I've had to make it a lot. And it never fails. The minute that I make that phone call and I hang up, it's almost like and hello, it's like the last hurrah before the goodbye. It seems like they get better, that they make a snapback. And it's just like, are you kidding me? Did I make the right decision? You know, and the thing is that you've lived with this dog and the dog or cat, you know, for how long?
She's 14.
14, so. Okay, yeah. And so the thing is that you know her. Know her. And so like, okay, then what you got to do, what's going on?
She eats and drinks still fine. You know, twice a day she eats well and stuff. A couple months ago, she started not telling us when she would have to poop.
Okay.
So she's been pooping in the house, but it's still solid, but it's not, she's not telling us anymore for that. But going pee outside, she still does that.
Okay.
Her back legs are also kind of
wobbly.
Wobbly, yes. Like still, they kind of give out. From her a lot.
Okay.
But we'll still go on a walk, nowhere near what we used to, obviously, but, you know, it like we'll be walking and then sometimes her back legs just kind of collapse.
Okay.
And then it takes a minute and she gets herself up and then we'll walk a little bit more. But okay. It's mainly the bathroom thing, I think, that we're like, all right, this is probably...
Well, it's like I say, you know the dog. The dog knows you. And anyway, you know, like a lot of times when dogs are starting to age like this, you know, the people don't, the owners don't give them the full run of the house, not only just for the potty thing, just so that they don't fall downstairs or, you know.
Yeah, we blocked off the stairs.
And things like that.
That a little bit ago,
And so the thing, but if she's perky, and you know, in my all the animals that I've lost, I can't, the only thing I can explain to you is when I look into their eyes, is that they're sad. They're like, I need to go. You know, whereas it's not that, hi, good morning. No matter what the body's doing, it's like they're done and they just, they need you to let go. Because the dogs want us, and all our animals, they want us, more so dogs, is they want to be there for us. You know, they are just, I'm here for you. I know you're sad, but I'll try to be there for you. Even though I'm not feeling well, I'll try to be there for you. You know, and so the thing is that when the spark goes out in their eyes, that's the taller tail of it. It's not just because, well, the bathroom thing doesn't go. No, what you can do is you can give her, now, what food are you feeding her?
It's what, like Pura Vida? Is that it?
Okay. Well, at this time in the name of the game, I would not be feeding her any processed food. I'd be feeding her like some raw, some freeze dried, you know what I mean? And then things to help her poop, as far as maybe a little extra virgin coconut oil, a little bit of butter, you know, to kind of keep things, you know, where she doesn't have to work so hard for it to come out. Okay. Is what I would do. I would put more, because that processed food, it's tough, you know, to break it down and to process it and get it out of there. You know, sometimes their system at this age, you know, it has a harder time, just like we would as we get older on some things that we eat, right?
Yeah.
And so I would try a little bit of raw, a little bit of freeze dried, you know, a little bit of, believe it or not, canned cat food, the grain free. You know, that especially when dogs quit eating, or I tell people, bring out the cat food. For some reason, dogs go bonkers over the cat food. And so, and so just things like that, whereas you just, you know, just a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, don't just all of a sudden change the diet, but just slowly kind of change it up. And then, like I say, by making her stools a little bit more softer, it might be easier for her to go, that is, she doesn't have to strain so hard with her back legs. Have you done anything for her? For her joints, have you given her anything for joints?
Yeah, she's been on Rimadyl.
Oh, let's get her off of that. She ain't dead yet. She ain't dead yet. Okay. You got a piece of paper and a pencil?
Yes.
What I want you to try is two things.
Okay.
Okay, it's from Springtime Inc., INC.com.
Okay.
Okay, and the one is called Advanced Hip and Joint.
Okay.
Advanced Hip and Joint. And they have a powdered form or they have a tablet form. And so the thing is, to me, it's easier to give powdered things than it is tablets, but, you know, you decide what you want. And then another one thing that I've seen work really good for older dogs is called, that's from Springtime also, is called a spirulina. Hello, wake up, smell the... why can't I think of it? Hold on. It has spirulina in it, and that was the whole thing why I said spirulina to begin with. Is longevity. That's it. Yeah, longevity.
Longevity.
Okay. But anyway, so like I say, I you know what I mean? And as far as walks, you know, maybe take her half a block down and half a block back, you know, back. She needs to exercise. Right. And another thing, too, you know, is a chiropractic treatment. Sometimes there's a pinched nerve in there, and by a chiropractic appointment can loosen that up. And all of a sudden, you got a dog that's, you know, the back end is working right again. You know, so it's just up to yourself. If the light hasn't gone out of the eyes and she's basically there but just having some physical problems, you know, don't forget, you know, then I would try a couple of things and just, you know, see. You don't know, right?
Yeah,
and so, and so, like I say, try the chiropractic. What area are you from, Lydia? Are you in?
Western suburbs.
West. Okay, that's that way. Okay, there's Dr. From Perpetual Motion Chiropractor, Dr. Rebecca. You can give her a shot. She's over in Edina. It's kind of on the border is what it is. But anyway, so I that's myself, is that, you know, they still seem to have a spark, but it's just some little things here and there. I always try things, so then I know I tried that, okay, you know, like if I had to get you my giddy up and nobody gave me anything like Boswellia or something like that, but then somebody does, all of a sudden it's like, wow, hi, I'm back. So, you know, because 14, that's old. But, you know, boy, I've seen 19-year-olds too, so.
Okay. And does it matter? Like, she's a little bit of a larger dog. She's a, it's a large Munsterlander. So she's
Munsterlander. Yeah.
Like 60 pounds. Or
No, like I said, it doesn't make any difference on the poundage, whether it's a small dog or big dog. And a big dog for 14, that's good. That really is. But I've also seen big dog 17. You know what I mean? Okay. So we don't know. So the whole thing is, you know, dog best. What do you want to do? Okay.
Right. Right. Well, I appreciate the help, because my husband and I are just, every time we think we're going to call them, we're like, oh, I don't know.
No, I know it. I know it. I always try the last, you know, myself, you know, like I said, but there, like I said, pay attention to her. She'll let you know. She'll she'll give you that look like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And then and like I say, you'll make the call and you'll rethink it 50,000 times. But that's just the way it is, owning the pets. Okay.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so
much. Okay, kiddo. You bet. You have a great week. Have a happy Easter.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, happy Easter. What are you doing for Easter?
My girlfriend's grandma hosts an Easter, and so we're going to go over there.
And where's that?
I don't know exactly.
Somewhere in a state.
Somewhere that's like an hour away and in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, really? Well, that's nothing. That's not wrong with that.
Yeah, she's kind of like in one of those developments where it's like you buy houses as they're developing the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
But the neighborhood's part's kind of coming on a little slowly.
Ah.
So when I say middle of nowhere, it really feels like middle of nowhere.
I see. Yeah, I'm going to...
She's a great cook, though. I look forward to it.
Yeah, we'll wait to see. I don't know what we're going to have. I thought we were going to have it now and not. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Otherwise, we'll probably do nothing. Maybe I'll put a jigsaw puzzle together.
Make a ham sandwich and go to bed early.
Make a ham sandwich. Will bought a big ham last week because it was a special for $1.69 a pound.
Ooh.
So we've had hams quite a bit already. So it's like, you know, I might be seeing something else.
Do a roast.
Oh, that's true. Well, you have a happy Easter, and you all have a happy Easter, and we shall see you not next week live, but the week after. Have a good one. Don't hide your dogs. Train them. Until